What a wonderful tribute to a wonderful man. That was by the late Richard Smallwood, who was in concert here once, and total praise. Let's give the Lord another hand for Richard Smallwood. Thank you. Amen. Thank God for that wonderful word. Now I'm going to share with you another word out of the scriptures, John chapter 12, verse 36, and Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 and 16. It's in your program on the back of your program, the New King James Version, and it reads, starting at John 12, 36, and moving to Matthew 5, 14 and 16, reads as follows, "While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons and daughters of light. These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." So I want to continue our thought about Jesus, the light of the world. I want to add to that, not only is Jesus the light of the world, Jesus says you are the light of the world. So Jesus and you are the light of the world. And last week we talked to you about Jesus being the light of the world, and we shared some things regarding that. But this week, Jesus now turns that, and I want to look at how he makes that turn towards not only Christ being the light of the world, but you and I being the light of the world also. And as I was looking at these passages of scripture, particularly the John text, I read part of the commentary from Matthew Henry. Matthew Henry is one of my favorite commentaries to read. But I was really just surprised, quite surprised at how strong Matthew Henry's words are to the persons that Jesus was speaking to. And I'm going to read this quote from him. He says, speaking of verse 36 that we just read, he says, "Therefore," Matthew Henry says this, "therefore, instead of answering these fools according to their folly, he gives them a serious caution to take heed of their trifling away the day of their opportunities in such a vain and fruitless cavils as they are." Man, he's getting pretty tough here. Answering fools according to their folly. And I thought, wow, this is pretty strong words. And Matthew Henry then goes on to talk about the fact that Jesus says, you need to do some things while you have the light. In fact, that's how he starts off, verse 36, while you have the light. It indicates that the light's not going to always be here. Some dark days are ahead. But while you have the light, and I think it's important to us to try to grasp what the Lord is saying to us. He wants you and I to make sure we recognize that we're not always going to have the light, but while we do have it. And so the first part of your outline, Jesus says, while you have the light, and then under that, you see I read John 9, 5, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. As long as he's in the world, he is, Jesus Christ is the light of the world. But it's important for us to recognize that we only have the light for a little while. While you have the light. And it's significant, it's important that we don't be, as Matthew Henry says, don't be foolish with the light. Don't act like you're going to have the light always. And don't act like you are in charge of the light. It's still not your light. It is the light of Jesus Christ. And he does give it to us. But he says, but the light belongs to him. He gives it to us, and he gives it to us for a while. And then he's going to call our name, and we're going to have to return that light. That light will be returned back to him, and we'll be a part of his glorious light. But as we look at this text today, I want you to note a couple of things here, that the light is not going to be with you always. It is going to be with you as long as you live, or until our Christ comes back. And when our Christ comes back, if we're alive, we'll be caught up in the air with him, and we'll be a part of his glorious light. He is the source of our light. And that light on earth is not going to be a permanent light. It is only for, as Jesus says here, for a while. And I want us to make sure we take advantage of the light while we have it, while we have time. Our time was given by God, and time will be it will be retrieved by God. Time is not forever. It's just a portion of our existence, but there's this thing called eternity, which is forever. And God says, but he carves out a piece of eternity and says, now I'm going to put that in time. And there's a time to, as the book of Ecclesiastes says, there's a time to be born and there's a time to die. And there's a time to do everything else you do under the sun. There's a time. But then that time is only going to be for a while. And so Jesus Christ, now in the beginning of the year, we want to focus on the fact that we only have the light for a while. And so we want to use that light well, use that light purposely, use that light in a way that brings honor to our God. And that light shines in our personalities. It shines in our intellects. It shines in our skills and the things that we are able to do. All of that's a part of the light of Christ. And it is important for you and I that we allow Christ into our lives and that we will accept this light. And you may have a talent, a gift. You may be a gifted musician. You may be a gifted athlete. You may be a gifted scholar. Whatever your gift is, I like people that are gifted in the kitchen. You know, whatever your gift is, whatever your gift is, you want to make sure you honor that gift with our Christ. And so here, what John is telling us here is that you want to make sure you have honor this light because you're not going to always have it. There's going to be a period in every life. Every life goes through some darkness. And when you go through some darkness, my brothers and sisters, it doesn't mean that there is no light. It does mean that you're in a position where the light's not shining. And it is important for us to recognize that when I feel like I'm in a dark place, or when you are in a dark place, you have to find a way to get to the light. You got to call on that name that is above every name. That is the name of Jesus Christ. You gotta find the light. And so what Jesus says here is, while you have the light, and this is the next phrase in the second part of your outline, and I want you to note this second part of your outline, Jesus now teaches us how to become, and this is what he teaches us, how to become sons and daughters of the light. This is what he tells us. Believe in the light, that you may become sons and daughters of light. If you will believe in the light, then the light will start to shine in you even when you're in a dark place. Even when things are not going well at home, or things are not going well on the job, or you may be suffering some difficulties in your health, God said, I will be your light. Our light isn't dependent upon us. Our light is dependent upon our God. And so Jesus says, believe in the light. He's already told us he's the light of the world. Believe in the light of the world. We have the obligation to believe what Jesus Christ says, even in a dark day. I like the, in the book of Acts, it talks about Paul and Silas at midnight. And they were at midnight, and the Bible said they began to sing and praise God. They were in jail. There were charges against them that could result in them being killed. And what they decided to do was, while we're here, and it's a dark place, and it was so dark they couldn't even see each other, they had to call for a light just to be able to see one another. But even in that dark place, they started praising and singing to God. They lit up the place. It was lit up with the word of our God. It was lit up with their praise. And my brother and sister, when praise is authentic, it's when it's hardest. I don't feel like praising. When you praise God when you don't feel like it, That's when you have authentic praise. Because he's worthy of my praise, whether I feel like it or not. Whatever I'm feeling, my God is worthy of my praise. And so here we have the Apostle John saying, Jesus is the light. Now make sure you believe in the light. He quotes Jesus himself. Jesus says, while you have the light, believe in the light. While you have the light, believe in the light. He is the light of the world. And I have there on the second part of your outline, Ephesians 5:8, for you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. You were once in darkness. Now you are light in the Lord. When Jesus said believe in the light, he's talking about believing in the Lord Jesus. The only way we become light is that we believe in Jesus. And then when we believe in Jesus Christ, then we become this light in the Lord. Now, if you get outside the Lord, you're not going to have that light anymore. Your light is it requires you to be in the Lord. The light of Christ will shine in us, in our lives, if we will keep our belief in the Lord. And belief isn't really what you say as much as it is what you do. If I say I believe in tithing, but I never tithe, it's not what I say, it's what I do. You do what you believe. And it would be better if we would believe what we do, but we actually do what we believe. And the parts of the Bible that you do, those are the parts of the Bible you believe. And when you have a part of the Bible that you don't do, that's a part of the Bible you don't believe. Because you act on your belief. Jesus said, if you recognize that I'm the light, then believe in that light. Don't believe in what some preacher said. Don't believe in what somebody else said. Believe in the light. Believe in Jesus Christ. And when you allow Jesus Christ to guide your life and to give you commands and you follow those commands, then he is the light in your life. When Jesus is the light in your life, as he says in Ephesians 5:8, then you are now the light in the Lord. Your being in the Lord gives you that light. And so we need to make sure we become these sons and daughters, as he said, become sons and daughters of light. And I like Jesus' wording here. He doesn't say you are sons and daughters of light. He said that you may become. Somebody say become. Become means I'm not there yet. I know some of you think you're there, but you're not there yet. No. But you're becoming. God is still shaping and molding you. God is still making you to be that light. And you want to ask God, God, continue to make me to become the light. I'm grateful. Sometimes I can look ahead and see where the Lord wants me to be. Jeremiah Wright says, it's not a crown on my head, it's a crown above my head, and I'm trying to grow up into that crown. I want the crown to be on me, but I'm not tall enough yet. I need to get bigger. I need to get stronger. I need to ask God to help me to reach further. He has a crown of light for us, but we got to become that light. We got to keep growing in our Christ. And as we grow in Christ, he then makes us, as Jesus says here, we become sons and daughters of light. You and I have an opportunity to be the light. Jesus actually, well, I'm going to get to what he tells us in just a moment, but he gives us this opportunity to be the light. I got to read this next part of the verse. John 12:36 says, after he says that you may become sons and daughters of light, then he says this, these things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. This Christ who now says to these persons, that's why Matthew Henry calls them fools and foolish. He says to these persons that you can believe in the light, And they actually rejected what he said. The light of the world is speaking to them, and they reject him. I thought Matthew Henry was a little too harsh, really. But it's a hard thing to have the light of the whole world speak directly to you and ask you to believe in him, and then give evidence by raising the dead and healing the sick and all the things that he had done. This actually comes after he had raised Lazarus from the dead. And they knew he had raised Lazarus from the dead. And they still rejected the light. But look what happens. It says, the last verse there says, and Jesus spoke, departed, and was hidden from them. The Lord will hide himself from you. Your prayers are just going to bounce around your room. They're not going anywhere. The Lord has hidden himself. You can be as eloquent as you want to be and be as poetic as possible, and God hides himself. This is a terrible situation, and it happens more often than you think. In fact, it'll happen in your life. It'll happen in mine. Whenever I decide, I know what the Lord says, but I'm not doing that. The Lord then hides the light. You're going to do it on your own. You feel like you are smart enough. You are pretty enough. You're handsome enough. You got enough money. You got enough authority, enough power, enough military. God will hide himself. I hope you'll pray with me. God, please don't hide yourself from America. We need you. We think we can take over Venezuela. We think we can take over other countries. But we need you, oh God. Please don't hide yourself from us. God, the Bible says he was hidden from them. Let me get to Matthew's portion here, and then I'm going to come back to that hidden part. We'll be finished. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 says, you are the light of the world. Jesus is speaking now. And he's speaking to those who will follow him. These are the followers of Christ. He says, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. This is the same Christ that just hid himself. Now he says, but if you will be in Christ and let his light shine in you, you cannot be hidden. The light of Christ will not hide itself if you're following him, if you are honoring him. If you put your own feelings and your own emotions and your own thoughts, if you put that aside and say, God, I'm going to follow what you say first. You are preeminent. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. When you decide, I'm going to seek God first, whatever your financial interests are, whatever your romantic interests are, whatever your political interests are, put God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. If we will put God first, then God says to us, Jesus Christ says, you are the light of the world. And your light cannot be hidden. The light of Christ cannot be hidden. Christ is going to shine even in the darkest places. Doesn't matter what's going on in your life, if you will put Christ first, he will then make you a light on the hill. He'll start providing a way. He'll start making a way. He'll start changing hearts. He'll change attitudes. God will change whatever needs to be changed that the light might shine. In fact, I'm going to get to this. This is the last part, I think. The third part says, next, believe Jesus that you are the light of the world. You got to believe that. You got to believe that Jesus didn't just suggest that. He's actually proclaiming that. You are, not you will be now. He's not talking about becoming the light now. He's talking about somebody that actually is walking with him. You go from becoming light to actually being light. And to be light means you have to be walking with Christ. When you decide you're going to walk with Christ, then you are the light. Because Jesus Christ has already gone up. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. So he says, what I left with my Holy Spirit, and my Holy Spirit is in those that follow me. They now become the light of the world. We're light in the Lord. We're following our Christ. And when we follow our Christ and we allow his light to shine in us, then we become this light of the world. Well, let me get to the last thing. And this is the last part of your outline. I want you to note this. Lastly, decide to obey Jesus. And in obeying Jesus, Jesus says these words to us, verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Jesus gives a command. It's not a suggestion. It's not a wish. It is a command. Like he said, let there be light. Remember that right in the beginning of creation? First time he actually said the word light. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, let there be light. Now he says, I'll let your light shine. Just like he said, let there be light. He's now saying to you, let your light shine. He's commanding it. We get to decide whether we're going to obey the command. And when he first commanded it, I like how the late Gardner Taylor says, everything that didn't exist started straining to become that it might be the elements that we call neutrons and electrons and all those things, protons, all that to become light. They didn't even exist. And God called them into existence that there might be light. God now is calling you to let the Spirit of our Christ shine in you. And he says, and when you allow it to happen, when you let it happen, then you become the light of the world. And that light, men and women, we'll see it. Teenagers, we'll see it. Young people, we'll see it. Senior citizens, we'll see it. And they're going to say, where did that light come from? And you get to say, that light comes from Jesus Christ. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. He's the one that enables me to do what I do. I'm going to let my light shine. We got this command from our Lord. Let your light so shine. You and I in this dark world, we need to make sure we are the light of the world. I'm going to ask you to stand with me now. We're going to sing together this little song, This Little Light of Mine. I'm gonna let it shine.